This podcast replay is brought to you by Sloman's Home Security. The first 40 Big O listeners right now, dial 1-800-ALARM-ME. We'll get this limited time offer, a free doorbell camera that connects directly to your smartphone with installation of your Sloman's Shield. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME. Keep your family safe. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME.
Alrighty. Good morning, boys and girls. Hope you all are doing well out there on a beautiful Monday. Good morning to Sean Stanley, the man that masters this program every single day. Always a beautiful thing. We appreciate his work, his tireless work here on a continual basis. Hope you all had a terrific weekend. Happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day. As we all know, lots of you are enjoying the day off today, right? My wife was like in bed. I forgot. Like, I'm getting up. I look over. I go, why are you still in bed? She's like, we're off today, remember? And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. You know, it's when you're in radio, it's holidays aren't really holidays. It's one of those deals. You know what I'm saying? Holidays aren't really holidays. You just... Oh, man, it's just wacky because you work a lot of holidays normally. You know what I mean? I remember when I started in this business, the garbage crap that's here locally on the air doesn't do these kind of things anymore. But the up and coming guys like myself, you know, we would look forward to Christmas and Thanksgiving because we knew Hank was going to take off. We knew Ed Kaplan was going to take off. You know, we knew the first team would take off. So then the rest of us would be, you know, filling in for those days. So we would actually look forward to holidays in a way. You know what I'm saying? It's just a different world nowadays. But anyway, so welcome aboard, folks. We got a lot of things to do, a lot of things to talk about today, a lot of things to straighten out. Obviously, we got a ton of guests, as always. Ira Winderman will join us at 10:30 to talk a little bit about the Miami Heat. As they split their games over the weekend on Friday and Saturday, they defeated the Hawks, but then lost to the Sixers. Man, the offense is bad against the Sixers. It was ugly, but they're just fine. You know, you know what I think about them. So it's one of those where I thought they were really good. Now I think they got a chance to be great, and you know we'll get into that also on the show. Omar Kelly, of course, is going to stop by at 11:30 with our EJDConstruction.com Miami Dolphins report. And then Joe Shad will stop by at 12:30. Okay. Just to give you a little heads up, we will be adding a new insider to the show, another Dolphin insider to the show. So we're going to have five different insiders on the show besides myself. So that'll be six different people that will be exclusively heard here on the station, or on the show, that is, or it is a channel in a way. So yes, on our channel here. And we're working on two big time shows that we're going to add, like big time shows, a weekly Kane show, which, you know, one of our upcoming sponsors is Edge Energy Drink, by the way. There it is, a little Edge. I am having a little bit of an Edge here myself this morning. And John, thank you, because I think you got me off the Coke, which is Coca-Cola, by the way. Okay, let's just get straight, all right? But anyway, I needed something to kind of replace Coke because I have an addiction to that. I've been drinking it forever. And so it's a dangerous drink, as you all know. And I'm not much of a an energy drink guy. I don't like Red Bull. It has like the aftertaste. This thing has no aftertaste, which is awesome. So Edge Energy Drink is going to be a proud sponsor and of the show, and they're going to be a big part of our format. And we've got a lot of things going. The only thing I'm working on right now is finalizing a home for a weekly Kane show and a monthly Dolphin show. And that's the only thing that I've got left, and I will finalize it. I will get it done within the next week or two, and we will announce it, and we will finalize it. So A lot of things happening and developing on the show, and we're just moving forward, and we're going to continue to add more and more. There's a good possibility also, not good, I think it's like 99.999999%. This show will be going 10 to 2 now, and it will be 4 hours instead of three. There's just too much content. There's too many insiders. We're not going to stop adding insiders, actually. We're just going to keep adding. So it's not like the format's going to go backwards. We're just going to go forward. And so we're going to be adding more and more shows. There'll be more shows that are not during this time, by the way. The Kane show that we're going to add will be on drive time. The Dolphin show we're going to add will be late afternoon, early evening type of show. So it'll be a whole different ball game. It'll be appearances too. So this will be an opportunity for you guys to meet. We're going to have a round table monthly with all of our insiders. Okay. That's going to be pretty cool. We're going to be at a sports bar somewhere once a month with all of our insiders and myself. And we're going to have a round table, and we're going to meet there once a month, and Dolphin fans can come from all over and meet. And so, you know, so just in case, if you happen to have a business that you think can host these kind of events, you can reach out to me, of course, as always. You know, we've got many ways to reach out to us here on the program. And we do have a business line that you guys can reach out to us on the business line. You can reach out to us on the text line, 855-912-1056. That's 855-912-1056. If you you want to reach out to us on the program, our business line is 786-754-4664. That's 786-754-4664. The business line is only for sponsors, so don't bother calling because you're not going to get a call back or anything like that. So it's just in case if your business you think is fit for something like that, you can reach out to me and we can meet and possibly get it done. But I'm looking forward to it. There's going to be we're going to add a boatload of stuff to this. We're only getting started. We're only 6 months into this thing. Sean and I we're just scratching the surface on some of the stuff that we're going to add. We're going to add more things. We're working on something else that's enormous. And once we finalize that, that takes the show to just another level locally and nationally. And so that's going to be good. So we're just going to continue. And thanks to you all for subscribing, for hitting the like button, which is very important that you hit the like button, okay? Very important that you share. Very important you subscribe to our YouTube channel, which last time I checked, I believe we're under 180 for 10,000 subscribers on YouTube. So please, if you're watching and you haven't subscribed, please help us subscribe to the show. We're 180 away from 10,000, and the 10,000 mark is very important on YouTube. It also allows us to grow too on the channel. And so all of these little things, when you go to Caneswear and you mention us, that's enormous. You go to Craig Zinn's Acura Pembroke Pines, you buy or lease a vehicle, you mention our name, that's enormous. Okay. Okay Coin, by the way, our link is right here on the YouTube page. So if you want to get $50 free of Bitcoin, go ahead, do it now. Bitcoin is still at a really good buying opportunity. Okay. Got to get into a little crypto too. We'll have our OK Coin crypto corner there. So our OK Coin link is there. They got great staking rates, just amazing. So check it out, our OK Coin link there below, and you can check it out, which is a beautiful thing. So Heat split over the weekend as they lose to the Sixers, but they defeat the Hawks. The Panthers, God bless, dude. Wow, the Panthers are awesome. I mean, they went 16-3 over the weekend, defeating the Stars 7-1 and then defeating the Blue Jackets 9-2. Just amazing stuff in both games. They are just so awesome. Hockey is going to be so much fun. And next year will be the year that the everybody will be in on it, right? Like right now, it's just like the hardcore people, right? If we got to get to the playoffs, and then the general fan will start to, you know, get interest, and then they'll get on the bandwagon. And then next year we will have all the people that don't know anything about hockey or on the fence, and they'll climb on the bandwagon, and it'll go nuts next year. But it'll start in the playoffs, because as the Panthers go deeper, see, the problem is there isn't a lot of knowledge of hockey in this town. So like the people that are on the fence or don't know anything about hockey, those folks, and, you know, I'm sorry if I insult you, but it is what it is. Those folks are not very smart, right, in hockey. And like last year, they're going, oh, same old Panthers. They got eliminated in the first round, you know, and it's so short-sighted that they don't realize they played the Lightning, which is the best team in the world. You know what I'm saying? But this year, the way Bob is playing, and then all the other additions that they've added to this team, they're as good or better than the Lightning, and the Lightning know it. And so now it's, you know, hopefully I don't believe they'll run into the Lightning now, because they're so high up on the standings now. So they're not going to end up running into the Lightning in the first round anymore. So that'll be fine. But now with a deep run into the playoffs, that'll allow the people on the fence or the ones that don't know anything about hockey to kind of get a little acclimated to it, get on the bandwagon, enjoy, because the hockey playoffs are the best. The best. Like, it's not even close. They are the best playoffs in all of pro sports. It may not be your favorite sport. I understand that. But it's the best, most passionate playoffs that exist. And the games are just absolutely electrifying. And our Panthers are going to be a part of it. So that's going to be really, really cool. The dominance that the Panthers are showing are just sick. They're off tonight, by the way. Tuesday, they will take on Calgary, at Calgary, by the way, at 9 o'clock for that one. So make sure you ride the Panthers' hot streak here. Heat are back in action tonight. They take on the Raptors. No Lowry. Bam is listed as questionable for tonight. That's amazing. It's pretty awesome. But this is their third game in four nights, too, for the Heat. And you saw how Jimmy responded on the second night of the back-to-back after playing outstanding against Atlanta, you know? So it was a tough night for the offense, man. Jose Lucas gives us a little love on the Super Chat. He says, why can't the Dolphins make the old unis permanent? We're asked this all the time. And I keep telling you guys, there's a certain time limit they have to use the new unis for. And I believe it's around a 7-year period. And I think we're right around there. So they secretly, we won't know, can file for changing the logo again. Maybe they have, maybe they haven't. My guess is that there is something brewing behind the scenes and that they're going to go back to the old logo. But of course, they'll put a little bit of a twist to it like they did in the 90s and add their own flavor to it, but still it'll be in the sense of the original logo. So I think it's coming. I believe that. I think they know that most of the fan base is not really a fan of the logo. Even the people that buy it, even the people that wear it, they know deep down inside, you know, it's not even close. It doesn't deserve to be called the Dolphin logo. Everybody knows it. They know it in that building. Stephen Ross has to know it by now. Garfinkel has to know it by now. They will change it, dude. Relax. It'll happen. They've got bigger problems, okay? Let's solve the head coach issue. Let's get a head coach that can build an offense and build a coaching staff. You know what I mean? Let's get a staff that understands that you need an offensive line in order to succeed and you need a running game and those kind of things. Let's try to get a coaching staff that has a little common sense on how, you know, a football team needs to be run instead of some loser tyrant that is ignorant as hell and really doesn't have all the answers, but he thinks he does. And so now that you've, you know, torn the scab off that loser and you've dumped his ass, time to move on, okay? And go get a guy that actually knows how to build a team and an offense and maybe knows how to get along with human beings. You know what I mean? Not everybody's the same. You got to know how to push one button or another. One guy needs a swift kick in the ass. The other guy needs a massage. The other guy needs a good yelling. That's just the way it is. You got to know. You got to know how to massage each individual. You know what I'm saying? So all we had here was just another Adam Gase, you know, just different. One guy had hair. One guy was bald. It's just no different, you know. One guy, you know, practiced social distancing. The other guy didn't as much. There's really not much of a difference. They're both idiots. And it's time to move on. And those are the problems we got to solve. So if Chris Greer and company, obviously, they got to get this right. And if they want a long-term history here, this is their last move here. They've got to nail this coach. They've got to. So I'm more worried about getting the coach than the logo right now. And nobody, and I mean nobody, hates that logo more than I do. Okay? No one. Absolutely no one. Like, there's nothing in the world that I want to wear that stinking logo for anything. I'll tell you a story. I ordered an umbrella on Amazon, and I found an umbrella that had the old Dolphin logo. And I was like, wow, this is awesome. So I bought it. I get it a couple days later. It has the new logo on it. I lose my mind. So I sent back to the people that sold it to me on Amazon, and I said, hey, man, you know, this is false advertising. You guys showed me the old logo. That's the reason why I ordered the umbrella. I don't want the new logo. I don't want this umbrella. I want to send it back to you. And do you have the old logo, or was that false advertising? So they sent me back an email and said, no, we apologize. We have the original logo. We started sending out the new one because we thought people would rather have the new one. We will keep that umbrella. We will send you the old logo right away. So I ended up getting two umbrellas for one. Okay. But you know what I did to that umbrella? I threw it right in the trash. I didn't even offer it to anybody. It's a brand new umbrella. Really good umbrella, by the way. Okay. But that's how much I hate the logo. I threw that bitch in the trash. $34 umbrella. Not a cheapy umbrella. Really good umbrella. That's how much I despise the old logo. I've told the story before. I'm doing a show years ago with Brandon Rodriguez, who was one of my producers a few years back. And we're doing it over at the facility. And we're at QAM. And they come and they give us, you know, free garb, a shirt, a hat, all that. And it has the new logo on it. And, you know, I thank the guy, this, that, whatever. And then he leaves. And when he leaves, I just go to Brendan, here you go. Here, have an extra hat, an extra shirt. I wouldn't want this thing if my life depended on it. So trust me, nobody hates the new logo more than I do. I despise the new logo. I think it's an insult. But we need a head coach more. We need a guy that can build an offense more. Brett Franz. I'm Hans and I'm Franz. I'm Hans and I'm Brett Franz. And we're here to pump you up. Huge fan, Big O. Thinking about making a show myself and would love to be a guest. Dolphins are only going up from here. Flores is toxic and Tua gets a fair chance to show us his skills. I agree. Good luck on your show, my brother. But yes, there's no doubt. Tua will get his opportunity too now, you know, and that's very important that you get a coach that understands what you need to do in order to build an offense around Tua. Danny Holmes says, how's it going, Big O? I'm with you on hiring an experienced head coach, but can't say I'm not interested by Mike McDaniel with an experienced DC. What's your thoughts? Danny, the question is, my brother, are we making the same mistake over and over again? Who says that Mike McDaniels can get an experienced defensive coordinator? Who says Mike McDaniels can get an experienced offensive line coach? Who says that Mike McDaniels can get a really good coaching staff together. You want to make the same mistakes over and over again? I don't care what kind of plays he can design. Does he have a Rolodex? And so that's where I disagree with you. I'm not taking a chance on a guy that has zero experience in that sense. And he's a newbie. I mean, he is young. Now, here's something that I wanted to talk about since you kind of led me into this, Danny. I've told you before, I'm a Caldwell guy. I want an experienced coach, one I know that can build staffs over and over again, right? And obviously, a guy like Jim Caldwell could do it. I've mentioned the Jack Del Rio. I know some of you have mentioned the Doug Peterson. These are guys that have been at it. I don't want the assistant that's never been there and hasn't bounced around a lot and doesn't really have a lot of experience. And that's where I gotta, you know, tell you, okay, I'm gonna go Jim Caldwell, I'm gonna go Jack Del Rio, and then my third choice, you know what? I'm gonna lean to Brian Daboll. And why am I gonna lean to Brian Daboll? And remember what we talked about, right? Remember I told you that I want a guy that's bounced around. So Brian Daboll was with the Pats from 98 to 2001. Then he went over to the Jets from 07 to 08. He was the QB coach. Then from 09 to 010, he was the Browns OC. Then he was the Dolphins OC in 2011. Then he was KC's OC in 2012. Then he was New England's tight ends coach from 13 through 16. Then he was Bama's offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach in 2017. And now he's in the Bills, present from 2018 on. So this is exactly what I've talked about before. The guy that's bounced around, and at times the listener of the show would tell me, well, that's not good. And I'd say, you know, that's great. Well, it sucks. He's bounced around. He bounces around because people hire him because he's good. He's a good coach. And so the fact that he's been all over the place, he may have the Rolodex that Mike McDaniels does not have. So that's where you and I will disagree on this one, Danny, because I don't want the guy that doesn't have experience. So if I'm going to take an assistant coach that has never been a head coach before, Brian Daboll is the one guy that has developed quarterbacks, college and NFL, has been offensive coordinator in different spots, has been a quarterbacks coach, has been a tight ends coach. This is a QB coach. This is a guy that has a ton of experience now, bouncing around all over since 1998. So that's 24 years. That's a quarter century of bouncing around the NFL. That is a crap ton of experience. Brian Daboll is the one guy out of all these candidates that I would say, and yeah, I know he has the two experience too in Alabama, yada, yada, yada. I know all that. But he's the one guy that I would give some hope with. And the fact that Greer knows him obviously has to, you know, a lot of people say he's the guy, by the way. That's what I'm hearing inside the building, that he's the, like, lead dog right now when it's all said and done. So whether they are going to the experienced eventually, that maybe they start adding the Doug Petersons of the world and the Jim Caldwells to this list as they keep adding, because right now we've got Daboll, Kellen Moore, Mike McDaniel, Thomas Brown, Leslie Frazier, Vance Joseph, and Dan Quinn. So Brian Daboll would be that one guy that has bounced around, that has a world of experience on the offensive side. The question is, can he, one, get a quarterback's coach slash offensive coordinator to assist him? Two, can he find the grizzled offensive line coach that will make a huge difference here? And then, of course, he's got to go find a defensive coordinator. And I think, I believe, with the talent that they have on defense, I think it'll be a little easier to find that defensive coordinator for this football team. So Daboll would be the guy that if I don't go in the direction of the experienced head coach that I know has been there and done it and has built staff after staff and is used to losing, assistants to becoming coordinators or head coaches and replacing them. Brian Daboll would be the one candidate out of all these guys that I would say, okay, Daboll I can consider. Kellen Moore, I'm not interested. Mike McDaniel, when he leaves the sucker, then maybe, and he grows up a little bit, then maybe down the line. Thomas Brown, too young, too green. Leslie Frazier and Dan Quinn, been there, done that. Vance Joseph, I think he's a defensive coordinator. Nothing more. I don't like the three other coaches that had head coaching experience. Not a fan of either of those guys, okay? Especially Frazier and Dan Quinn. Vance, I don't have nearly the same conviction of, I'm done. Had a little bit of a chance, but not much. But Frazier and Dan Quinn, I've seen that record. I've played it. It's scratched. I'm done. I'm putting it in the sleeve and never touching it again. It's over. Brian Daboll would be the guy that I would look at. By the way, we do want to remind you that Sloman's Home Security is a proud sponsor of the Big O Show. 1-800-ALARM-ME. Pretty easy number to remember, and it's really an important number because now you're going to be able to protect your family, protect your home, protect your business, protect your pets. We got several dogs in our home, man. You want to protect, man, and the alarm is what it protects. Although if you get past the alarm, you're going to have to deal with two badass dogs in my house. But outside of that, 1-800-ALARM-ME, baby, is what you want, Sloman's Home Security. And right now, folks, you get a free doorbell camera. Yes, I love the doorbell camera. You get to see people delivering packages. Sometimes, some of these people delivering packages, like you tell me, hey, can you put it a little closer to the left here? So that way it's away from the street and, no porch pirates and the rain and this and that. Or, of course, if they're delivering some food, hey, just leave it there. I'm a couple minutes away from the house. I'll get it. Thank you so much. That's what you love. You always have eyes on your home, man. Cameras all over, inside, outside. Sloman's Home Security, that's what it's all about, folks. And right now, for the first 40 Big O listeners, all right, you will get a free doorbell camera. Call 1-800. Alarm Me for a limited time, and this doorbell camera connects directly to your smartphone with the installation of your Sloman Shield, and we're going to give you a free customized home security system plus professional installation when you use our low-cost central station monitoring. So you're going to get an LED touchscreen pad, a motion detector, three arm doors, and a backup battery. Plus, if you're one of the first 40 Big O listeners to call 1-800-ALARM-ME, you're going to receive a free doorbell camera with the installation of your Sloman Shield. Tell them Big O sent you. 1-800-ALARM-ME. That's 1-800-ALARM-ME for Sloman's Shield. Give me 2 minutes. Ira Winderman will join us in 2 minutes. We will talk. And we'll talk a little basketball, a little Miami Heat with the Acura Pembroke Pines Miami Heat and NBA report. While we break, I enjoy my biscuit. Back with more.
When you're ready to purchase a new home loan or refinance the one you have, American Dream Lending will make sure your loan experience is easy with fast approvals and quick closings. With many loan programs and competitive rates, now is the time to turn your dreams into reality. Ask about special financing for veterans. They never charge an application fee, and you will work directly with one of their experienced loan professionals. Stop dreaming and contact American Dream Lending today, 786-802-1727. Or online at adreamlending.com. When protecting your family is your priority, there's nothing more important than a roof above the people you love. Call Tommy B. Butts Jr. Enterprises.com, 954-735-9826, or 954-394-1411, and ask to speak to Tommy, the owner. They specialize in all kinds of roofs, led by their highly crafted, skilled, and professional roof mechanics. their previous customers have an opportunity to enter their bi-weekly drawings to receive free an exterior impact metal door. Please call for more details. That's Tommy B. Butts Jr. Enterprises.com. 954-735-9826 or 954-394-1411. Trust Tommy to fortify and protect what's most important to you, your family. The Big O Radio Show is looking for an experienced salesperson in the radio or TV business. The candidate must have at least 5 years of sales experience in the broadcast business over the last 10 years. Please email your phone number and resume to BigORadioShow@Yahoo.com. That's BigORadioShow@Yahoo.com. Looking for an aggressive person who can help our platform expand into many avenues in our business. Reach out if you are the person that's able to make the difference. Viewpoint statements or beliefs expressed on the following program by the host, guests, or callers are not necessarily the opinions of FantasyXS.com, Media Group, Inc., ownership, management, sponsors, or website.
The Big O Radio Show is brought to you by Sports Grill, good food, good drinks, good friends. Craig's Inn Acura of Pembroke Pines, the number one volume Acura dealership in the Southeast United States. The Fort Lauderdale Police Department, the FLPD is hiring. Go to FLPDjobs.com.
Heat fans, time for the best insight of your favorite team with insider Ira Winderman, exclusively on the Big O Radio Show. It's the Acura of Pembroke Pines, Miami Heat and NBA Report. Here's Ira Winderman.
There he is, the man, the myth, the legend that is Ira Winderman. Good morning, Ira. How are you doing, my friend?
Good morning, sir. Getting ready for what I thought was going to be a Kyle Lowry reunion game. Instead, it looks like it'll be Bam Day tonight at FTX Arena. Be nice to get Bam back. Be nice to get back on track. Interesting day. Kyle Guy going to be signed to a two-way. So really a busier weekend than I would have thought for the Miami Heat. And wheels still are turning even at this point in the season.
So let me ask you, the personal reasons, is it just, you know, rest?
No, it's a family issue. It's a family issue that he has to tend to. I've been told he should be back by midweek. So probably just one game. They play the Trailblazers on Wednesday. And then, because we always play Atlanta, we're going back to Atlanta for a Friday game there. Third time in a period of 9 days. Nothing major there. But Big O, again, I've spoken to you all the time in our Acura Pembroke Pines reports about this. The Heat have not had their big three together, Kyle Lowry, Jimmy Butler, and Bam Adebayo, since November 27th. I want to see what it looks like. I've sort of forgotten, and I think you do need to build continuity, obviously going to the playoffs, Big O, but also even going into the February 10th trading deadline, just to make sure all the pieces work, are gelling together, or if you need to make subtle tweaks. So hopefully sooner rather than later, hopefully this week, we see Lowry, we see Butler, we see Adebayo on the same court in the same lineup for the Miami Heat.
The only reason I asked, because it is the third game in four nights. That's why I thought maybe they were like, because look at Jimmy. Jimmy was out, and then you saw in the second game on the back-to-back against the Sixers, he just wasn't the same player on a back-to-back night. And the whole offense. I mean, the whole offense.
Well, same thing for Kyle. Kyle wasn't the same player. So I think if you were going to hold Kyle out for rest, it would have been on the second night of a back-to-back. What's interesting is this. They have three games left against the Raptors. Every one of those games is the second night of a back-to-back. And wow. Kyle Lowry's first visit back to Toronto is the end of four games in five nights. The NBA doesn't schedule those anymore. But because of the postponed game in San Antonio, when they had to rework the schedule, they did that. So there are some busy times coming up. This is where the depth comes into play. Tonight, Gabe Vincent did not play at all on Saturday. He'll probably be in the starting lineup tonight.
By the way, I laugh because you and I, you know, we've been together for a long time doing this crap. And I laugh when we were talking about fourth and five nights, because all I think of is Ed Kaplan. Because that was the betting game for Ed Kaplan. He always would mention that third game, four nights, he'd say, oh, here's where you can really make some money on the games here, because usually this happens. And you know Ed used to track every single game. He'd write every box score out himself and everything, so it'd be all burned into his mind. You know what I mean? And so when you were talking about that, and yes, that's a gambling game right there.
Oh, absolutely. You know, or what we call, you know, as far as the business itself, a scheduled loss. So you have to be careful of those. Again, you and I have been talking for weeks here in our Accurate Pembroke Pines reports about the Heat depth. We'll see it tonight. Gabe Vincent has been pretty good this year. Now, as a starting point guard, I don't know, going against Fred VanVleet, but, you know, we'll get an opportunity to see that also. So, again, a lot of guys who might not play otherwise on these back-to-backs, 4 and 5 nights, 3rd and 4 nights, you're going to see a little bit more of that, and that's good for the Heat because this is an older roster.
All right, so now let me go through all of this because this seems like it ends up becoming there's a little negative, but there's a lot of positive. There's a reason why things happen, and then there's a domino effect to all of this, and I'm talking all about Kyle Guy because the Garrett kid – we all know that he's offensively, he's a little more challenged. We know he's more of a defensive player, right? So in comes Kyle Guy, lights it up. They love him. They love his moxie, all of that. Okay, so you think about it. Down the line, you hope Oladipo's going to come back. So you're going to add another defensive guy on the perimeter anyways. And then you see the struggles with Duncan now, 43 games into the season. And so now you're going, well, yeah, I know Strus is doing his job and Gabe Vincent is doing his job and Caleb is doing his job. But, man, now look at this Kyle Guy kid. He fell into our laps. And on these nights where look at what Duncan did in these two back-to-back nights, the Kyle Guys of the world might be the guy that you can reach for deep in the bench to say, hey, we need a little shooting right now. Let's go with Kyle. And then the Garrett thing, he's going to stay anyways because he's got a rehab. Right. He'll switch his contract over to the G League permanently. So you still kind of control everything. So in a way, it almost feels like dominoes fell right in place for Miami.
Yeah, yeah, I'd agree. A win-win situation. There's a couple of things in play here. I'm not sure Duncan Robinson works as a reserve. Again, he had two very good seasons as a starter when he was starting with the main core of this roster. I do think when everyone's back in place, there's a chance Eric Spoelstra at least goes back to that. Because Big O, the last two games, Duncan Robinson scored 2 points. Even in his worst of times, it was never like this. He would give you buckets. He might not shoot a great three-point percentage, but he would give you baskets. That's a concern of mine. On Saturday, January 15th, became the first day of the season he could be traded. Not a big deal, more administrative, but that's the day he becomes free to become dealt. One of the Ask Ira questions I'm working on for tomorrow's mailbag is someone told me, that Duncan Robinson contract, they made a huge mistake. No, and we've spoken about this in our midweek show also. A $15, $16, $17 million contract is right in your wheelhouse. You can package that with other players. It's a tradable contract. Sometimes it's more about the contract than about the player anyway. So you know what? If the right deal comes along, Jeremy Grant for Duncan Robinson, there are possibilities that you might say, maybe we give that a little bit of a thought. That's their tradable contract. No one's taking Kyle Lowry's $85 million 3-year deal, or else he would have got that offer somewhere else. He did not. Bam Adebayo, max scale coming off the injury. Jimmy Butler, a contract that's going to pay him until he's 38 years old. You want to have contracts in your wheelhouse. I think the Heat at least need to try to get back to the lineup that got them pretty close to the NBA championship in 2020, give Duncan a run there. Some guys just aren't tuned to be bench players. I think Max Strus can do that. Gabe Vincent can do that. Kyle Guy can do that. So maybe you need to get Duncan back into his sweet spot. Maybe tonight, maybe when Kyle Lowry comes back.
Or maybe Duncan isn't a pressure player. I mean, it's 43 games in. You're shooting 34% from 3-point range. You have sucked as a starter. You have sucked off the bench. You have not developed any consistency since you signed that contract. And I'm just wondering, is the contract eating him up like Pac-Man? Because Ira, if he doesn't respond, that's the optics. The optics are you gave him money and he folded like a cheap tent. And
yeah,
that's
I don't see that in his makeup for this reason. When Hassan Whiteside was putting together double-doubles and telling him no one does it with blocks, he was playing for his contract. At no point did I ever feel Duncan was playing for his contract. He was just playing. And for 2 years, he was terrific. So again, Big O, are you going to believe the 170 straight games he started, or are you going to believe a 40-game sample size?
I don't know. That's the question. I don't know what to believe right now. And he has to, in the next 30-something games,
sure,
he has to show us.
Oh, I think less than the next 30. I'm going to disagree with the Big O here. I'm going to say in the next 15 or 20, because February 10th is your last chance to make hay this season with the trading deadline. So I'd like to see him come around. So look, if you're saying he's folding under the pressure,
The pressure is
only going to increase as we get closer to the trading deadline. Because you know what? Not only is he here in a winning culture in Miami, he's in Miami. And he's facing the possibility of being in Sacramento or being in Detroit or being in some other cold weather
city. Pressure builds. Pressure builds.
The plot thickens. I still think you get him back in that starting line at BC, because there have been too many games in recent years, Big O, where the Heat would start a home game with the Duncan three, and it would all be uphill, you know, be all uphill from there in a good position. So I think you need to give it a little bit more time. Can you be concerned? Yes. We're at the point of concern. There's no doubt about that. At the point of panic, I don't think we're there yet.
You know, the funny thing is with Duncan is, dude, we're asking you for one. You only have one job. You only do one thing. You know, it's like with other players at times over the years, wow, man, this guy's really struggling on defense. Okay, but, you know, his offense is all right. Hey, wow, this guy's struggling on offense. Hey, but his defense is all right. It's still there. It's not affecting his defense. And we've seen those kind of players over the years. This dude has one job only, and he can't do his job. And that's the problem that I have with it. And that's where I think over the next few games, we need to find out, dude, are you going to wake up or not? Because you really have to start to worry that he's not responding to expectations. You know, it's kind of like I put on Brian Flores. You know, he took over with, you know, no talent that first year. They won the 5 games. Okay. Then the next year, they're not expecting much. You win 10. Now you come back. Now you have expectations. And now the pressure's different. Now they're expecting you to produce, and you're not able to do it. And that's where I think what's going on with Duncan now. Now it's the expectations are there now. This is what you're supposed to be, and you're not living up to it.
Well, and the one thing I would add in there, Big O, is this, especially if you go to the arena and you get a wider view than TV. Our opposing defense is still respecting him to the degree that their defense is slanted, that the gravity still goes in that direction. If it does, there's two good things there. One, he's occupying a second defender. But two, other teams respect him to the degree they might want him. They still might respect him as a shooter. When the gravity is lost, that's when you're most concerned. It hasn't happened yet, but I certainly agree if that starts coming and they pay more attention to a Max Strus or someone else, then you got a problem.
And also shows you the flip side of what you just said, to play devil's advocate. It also shows you that he doesn't respond to when he becomes a focus player, a guy that, oh, we got to stop him. Now you're not good enough now to overcome that. And that's what shows you when you're a Dale Ellis or a Reggie Miller or a Steph Curry or whatever over the years. When you're a great shooter, you're a great shooter, and they know you're going to shoot. And no matter what, you're going to shoot, and it's going to happen. You know, whether you were John Sundvold or not, you knew that he was going to shoot, and he was going to make the shot. That's the threshold.
Well, you know what? By the time you get back from Wednesday, and I'm talking to Clay at 9 a.m. on the Sloman's Home Shield, you know, security show on our Inside the Paint, we might have a different story. It really is game by game. Because you remember the game in Phoenix. He's 8-16 in threes, and all is good in his world. And that's what happens. That's what happens when you're a home run or strikeout player. When you're Giancarlo Stanton, you're either great because you're hitting home runs, or you're getting ripped by the tabloids because you went 0-for-5 and you struck out on breaking balls all the time. That's what happens. The NBA equivalent of a home run hitter is a three-point shooter. It does become game by game. Let's see what happens tonight. We'll talk about it on Wednesday.
By the way, the Kyle Guy thing, really, we were headed there, right? And if not, here's the best part for Kyle Guy. The fact that Miami is known around the world for producing players out of nothing, all of a sudden they develop this guy. Eyes all over the league are going, well, wait a minute, dude. The Heat got him. And if the Heat got him and they're developing, he's playing, he's a player. Let's see if they let him go, because we're going to scoop him up. I'm sure that all of a sudden Kyle Guy probably had some interest now lined up after this.
He did, and that's why I'm wondering also, even like you said, Marcus Garrett's undergoing the wrist surgery, and he's going to work with the Heat, but there might be someone come next summer league who even says, you know what, we'll give him a few dollars. We'll give him $50,000. We'll give him $100,000, because if they liked him that much undrafted out of Kansas, maybe we will take a look. Look, at the end of the day, Patrick Beverley got away. At the end of the day, teams took him off the Heat roster also. You can't keep everyone. And when you're in a win-now mode, Big O, with 36-year-old P.J. Tucker, 35-year-old Kyle Lowry, a bunch of 32-year-old guys, you have to live in the moment. In this moment, Kyle Guy does one NBA skill at an elite level with the threes. Marcus Garrett was trending toward his defense, but not there yet. You take the known quantity. That's why they did that. And again, that's your second two-way contract. Your first two-way contract is, I almost wish there was an NBA award two-way contract of the year, because I'm not so sure that anyone would beat out Caleb Martin on that two-way contract.
Yeah, man, Caleb has been, what a find. Yes.
What absolute you need when it's all going rough and you have injuries to have a guy like that come in and be the energizer. He's going to be on this team for years to come. I can guarantee
Total Heat player, bro. You can just see it, and that is the kind of guy they salivate for. They give up a first rounder for a guy like that.
Right.
Actually, to be honest with you, as I told you last week, I went from I'm terrified of the Jimmy contract at the back end.
Right.
But I know this year they can make a deep run of the Eastern Conference, and I told you last week, no way. I think this is a championship caliber team with the depth that they have. Did they even realize how deep they could become? I don't think so, right?
No, and here's the other thing. With the Kevin Durant injury and the fact he's going to be out 6 weeks till after the All-Star break, most likely, the number one seed is there for the taking for the Miami Heat. Yep. Yes, they're two games behind the Bulls, but they're 2-0 against the Bulls. Yes, they already played Brooklyn once. They beat them once. They've already, they've taken care of Milwaukee. They've shown that they could beat the Bucks. There's no reason not to think the Heat can win the East. Well, all of a sudden, you're playing a number 8 or 7 seed. It's a lot different than playing Milwaukee in the first round last year. So there's factors in play. Eric Spoelstra really doesn't want to coach the All-Star game in Cleveland on February 20th. As a matter of fact, if I say, if you had a choice of either being in Cleveland on February 20th or anywhere else in the world, you take the field.
Yes.
You take anywhere else. So I almost wonder, when we get to that early February cutoff point, where Eric's going to be as far as maybe half a game out right then, it'll be a little better. And then knowing Spo, if they finish first or second in the East, he'll lament this. We don't know our playoff opponent. We got to wait to the play-in round. We can't prepare ahead of time. There'll always be something. But Big O, the number one seed in the Eastern Conference, with the easiest remaining schedule in the Eastern Conference, it's certainly in their wheelhouse. And Big O, let's be honest, between you and me and Clay Ferraro on a Wednesday show, no one forecast the Heat to be number one in the East this season. Not after that playoff struggle last year. Not after being a number 6 seed. So this is trending in a nice place. Look, it's not the Panthers. They're there. It's theirs to keep. The Heat will have to work to get there. But how crazy is it that down here with our craptastic summer and fall sports, we could wind up with the number one seeds in two different winter sports, and it could happen.
Yeah, the Heat are good. The Panthers are better. It's sick. Our winter sports are just absolutely awesome. And we could have two parades this year. Seriously, we could have two parades for both those teams.
Should have the Heat come up 95 from south of Miami. The Panthers go there and sort of just meet like in the middle, maybe the Aventura Mall or a Gulfstream or something like that. Yeah.
I like that. That's a really good idea right there, man. That'll be a lot of fun. All right, follow him on Twitter at Ira Heapy. Catch his work at the South Florida Sun Sentinel. More importantly, subscribe like I do. Support our local journalist. What are you working on the Sentinel, my friend, leading up to the game?
I have a really fun story, because sometimes you got to have fun in sports. Before every Heat home game, Anthony Carter and P.J. Tucker play this one-on-one game to the death of the two of them. Anthony Carter's 46, but he doesn't take nothing from no one. I talked to both of them about what it's like there. Anthony Carter insists he wins 6 out of every 10 games. P.J. Tucker said Anthony Carter must be on drugs if he thinks that. If you get to FTX Arena early, about 45 minutes left in the pregame shot clock, you can watch the two of them go at it. And the reason I wrote the story was this. We know in baseball that pitchers, some old guy will throw batting practice from 60 feet. He'll lob them in there. They'll hit home runs. So I asked Anthony Carter, are you afraid of breaking PJ Tucker's confidence? And he goes, you kidding? People are watching us. I'm going to play the top of my game. I'm telling you, there is blood in those games. So there's a picture at sunsentinel.com. I shot a bunch of photos of them playing pregame. It's a really fun story. Later in the day, I'll have a notebook about what's going on, Heat Raptors, who's in, who's out. I think Bam will wind up playing tonight. We have to see on some other stuff, minor Heat injuries. So big game coming up. You want the bounce back from Philadelphia. We'll have coverage in tomorrow's Sun Sentinel also. And then when we get back here Wednesday, 9 o'clock on the Sloman Home Security, Home Shield, Inside the Paint Show, we'll have a better sense if Philly was just a blip or if we have concerns. I personally think just a blip.
So do I. I think it's just a blip. I'm with you there. Bob McAdoo used to take everybody's money, so now we got...
That was shooting games. There was no blood in that. In this, there will be blood. Go to sunsentinel.com. I think you'll enjoy it. Thanks, Big O.
Good stuff. Follow him on Twitter at Ira Heatbeat. Ira, thank you as always, my friend. Appreciate it. You got it. He'll be back on Wednesday for the Sloman's Home Security Inside the Paint Show with Clay Ferraro. How about that? And we got more stuff coming on the Heat side, too. By the way, we got stuff brewing all over, bro. All over. This thing's going to grow. All right. That was Ira Winderman.
You've been listening to the Acura of Pembroke Pines Miami Heat and NBA Report with Ira Winderman. When you're looking for award-winning service and great deals from the number one volume Acura sales dealership in the Southeast United States, you go to Craig's in Acura of Pembroke Pines at 15601 Pines Boulevard in Pembroke Pines.
All right, there you are, there you are, there you are. It's a good thing. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Don't forget, Tommy B. Butts Jr. Enterprises, a proud sponsor of our program. Folks, listen, if your roof is leaking, okay, or if you're about to sell your home or you're about to buy a home, you need the roof inspected, maybe your business, your home, you need to replace that roof, repair it, you still have a blue tarp, I want you to call Tommy B. Butts Jr. Enterprises.com. There's the number right there on the screen, 954-735-9826. You're going to love Tommy. He's just a fantastic individual, great family man. The entire family listens to the show. They're big sponsors of the show. They're big-time Miami fans. So listen, support the people that support us. If you have roof issues, please call Tommy B. Butts Jr. Enterprises, AAA rating from the Better Business Bureau. They've been at this for over a quarter century, man, for over 25 years. They've earned that AAA plus rating. Highly crafted, skilled, and professional roof mechanics. All the work is fully guaranteed with you, the customer's complete satisfaction. That's the kind of confidence they have in the service that they provide. So please, call him, Tommy B. Butts Jr. Enterprises. Here's his cell number. Call him. Ask for the owner, Tommy. 954-735-9826. That's 954-735-9826 for Tommy B. Butts Jr. Enterprises. This thing's good, man. Good job, John. Edge. I like it. Hunter Butler. Logo looks like the tubby whale. You're talking about the dolphin logo. Yes, sir. And thank you for the love on the super chat. Shock TV says Mike McDaniel for me. Well, I already talked about that earlier. You don't even know if he can build a staff. It's, it's funny how people, you end up falling for the same thing over and over again and making the same mistakes. And we just don't know if he can build a staff. You're going to take a chance on that? I wouldn't, at least. Don't forget, by the way, if you you can also make a donation through Cash App or Venmo. That's Cash Big O Show. That's Cash Big O Show for Cash App or Venmo. I told you that our link below for OK Coin is there if you want to get $50 free of Bitcoin. And at OK Coin, folks, they've got all kinds of great opportunities for staking. And right now, you know, listen, Cardano is one that we've been talking about for a while now, for a year now. We've been talking about Cardano and how I'm a big Cardano guy. And Cardano's, it's interesting. And let's have a little OKCoin.com crypto corner right now. And when we talk about Cardano And Cardano, by the way, is up to $1.47. It was up to almost $1.54 just a little while ago. It's up 4.5% right now, and it's been climbing, actually. Okay, if you really look at it, it was as low as $1.12 a week ago. A week ago today, it was $1.12. Now it's $1.47, and it is climbing. Cardano, remember, Cardano was in the pennies, and it went all the way up to a dollar. And then a lot of people got in, and I'm one of the ones that got in around the 90 cent to a dollar mark. And then it soared to over $2. And then it came back down again. So a lot of people, those of you that FOMO'd in at $1.60, $1.80, $2, $2.10, you got pissed off when it came back down. It went down almost to under a dollar too, right? And so instead of panicking and selling, what you were supposed to do, what did we tell you? Buy the effing dip, okay? So you buy when it goes back down again. That's what I did. When it went back down right around a dollar, 95 cents, $1.02, $1.04, I bought more. And recently, in the last couple of weeks, when it's been at $1.12, at $1.14, $1.16, I bought more. I didn't panic. I bought more because I'm patient. Cardano has got an ecosystem that is explosive. We've already been talking about Sunday Swap, right? Sunday Swap comes out the 20th of this month, finally. The DAX and the DEPs and everything are going to explode. More are going to be added now with Sunday Swap. You know, when they added Gogan and their smart contracts, they're adding it by piecemeal. And they're not, like, Solana had this attack that has had a couple of times has bogged down the system. Cardano's not at that point, so they're doing it slowly. And that's what I love about Charles, because he's really smart. He's deliberate. He is, what's it called? Patient. And I tell you all the time in the crypto game, you must be patient. The Cardano ecosystem and their entire blockchain is going to explode. And what you should have been doing is what I've talked about in months past. You should have been accumulating Cardano. Cardano's going to soar, bro. And it's going to go over $10, I believe. But you have to be patient. You have to hang in there. And you cannot get frustrated with the fluctuations. And when something goes from 2 cents, 10 cents to a dollar, and you can't, and then it shoots up to two something, you've got to expect it to come back down, because it's hard to hold up. Bitcoin goes to 65,000, comes back down again. Eventually it finds its floor, and then it starts to build it back up again, and it will soar past 65. Cardano will soar past 220 for sure. But it's one of those things that when it goes up too fast, too many people FOMO'd in, and then you're going to have a whole bunch of people going out, because the people that made money from early are going to get out. The people that made a little money from the dollar to two are going to get out. Or the people that invested in Bitcoin at 45,000 and went to 65,000, they put 3 million in, they're taking it out. So it's all kinds of people with all kinds of agendas that are involved in investing. But those of us that hodl, that buy on the dips, that hold and wait, and as long as you're patient, don't use the money you need for rent. Don't use the money you need for mortgage. I'm not a financial advisor. I'm just a guy that loves crypto, but this is how I do it. You do it however you want, but I don't use my mortgage money. I don't use the money that I put food on the table. I don't use any of that money. I use extra income that I develop and that I can invest and risk. That way I can be patient and let it sit when I have to. Star Atlas, another one that I have on OKCoin, it's at 7.5 cents right now. I bought a bunch of it at 12 and 13 cents. What do you think I'm doing? Panicking? No, I'm scooping up the stuff at 7.5 and 8%, 8 cents and 9. I'm lowering my overall price. So when Star Atlas takes off a year from now, because I know it's not going to be now, I'm going to be sitting pretty. But you have to have patience. And if you have patience with Cardano and you kept buying on the dips, you are the one that right now, even at $1.50, $1.47, you're loving it, because so did I. I bought more at $1.12 and $1.14, $1.16, $1.17. I kept scooping it up. So everything right now, if I felt like it, I could sell a bunch of it and make some money. But I'm not doing that. I'm going to sit and let it soar. And while I'm letting it soar, I'm going to stake it on OKCoin for, you know how much? 5.85%, just under 6%. So while I'm waiting for it to soar, and while it's you know, consolidating and trading sideways, I'm earning nearly 6% interest. I'm earning more Cardano along the way. So whenever it does soar, what I bought on top of what I earned in interest, boom. That's how you do it, folks. So when it trades sideways, others are complaining. But if you staked it on OKCoin, you're making extra. So if you bought Polygon on OKCoin, you know what you're getting? You're getting 15.49% interest. If you bought Polkadot on OKCoin, you're getting 12.33% interest. Cosmos, 11.79%. Tron, 8%. Avalanche, which is a monster, 6.7%. Cardano, 5.8%. Algorand, 5.7%. Solana, 5.3%. See what I'm saying? So even when things trade sideways, you're still gaining percentage, and you're adding more Solana and Avalanche. You're adding more. It's beautiful, man. Our link for OKCoin is there on the YouTube page. If you want to use that link, you will get $53 of Bitcoin, and do it now before it soars to 60-something thousand, 70-something thousand, 80-something thousand. Get it now at 43. Take advantage. Not a financial advisor, just a guy that loves crypto. There you go. Andres is saying, Moon River! Yes. Double entendre there, just in case. What's Cardano? Cardano is a blockchain. Let's put it that way. Okay? They've got NFTs. They've got dApps. They got DEX. They've got all kinds of stuff going on, businesses being built on it. They're going to be the bank for an entire continent in Africa. They are helping the educational system of that country, too, because they don't have the tools. So their kids now, which I think it's nearly like 10 million will be on that online to be able to learn and all of that. So Cardano does a lot of things. You got to look into it. That's what I always say. Do your own homework. Very important. All right, 1 hour down. Hour number two is next.